I don't need the polio vaccine. Polio's afraid of me. I don't give a fuck. I don't need the vaccine. I need God. I need Miller Lite.
Dude, put me on the fucking Ukraine border right now. I'll get Putin in a headlock, okay? I'll mud wrestle this bitch. I'll bare naked mud wrestle Putin. I'll get him in a headlock. I'll start giving him a fucking noogie. I'll be like, get in here. Get over here. Get over here. Come here, boy. Get over here. Come here. Come on. Get him. I'll have somebody else tickle his toes while I got him in a headlock. Hey, yo, tag me in. Tag me in. Man, tickle his toes. Tickle his toes. Stop. Stop. Okay, fine. I won't invade. Stop. Dude. No, he'd have me beheaded for some shit like that for sure, man. Nobody's ever gave Putin a noogie. Nobody has. Because if they did, they're in a ditch somewhere. Respectfully, though. You know, if I had that kind of power, you give me a noogie, I'll hang you from the rafters. That's probably not... That was far. Dude, for real, though. This Ukrainian-Russia thing, it's getting a little bit out of hand, but listen. Give me 160 milligrams of Adderall, a couple of Red Bull. Okay, I'll put together a nice strategic plan, and then I'll go fucking convulse in the corner because I just took 160 milligrams of Adderall. Okay? I'm going to be given the game plan, and then I'm just going to be like, all right, you guys fucking... Holy shit, man. Woo! Is everything all right, Sergeant? Yeah, I don't fucking... The inside of my chest feels like a fucking Black Eyed Peas concert. Holy shit. Oh my God. Is anybody... Woo! Are the walls moving right now? What the fuck is going... Is this you seeing this shit, man? Are you fucking... Sergeant, what are you... We don't have... The walls aren't moving. What are you talking about? Sir, Russia is invading right now. What's the game plan? Fuck it. I don't give a shit, dude. Holy fuck. Oh my God. Sir, the enemy is coming closer, right? As far as I'm concerned, the enemy are these fucking walls right now. Dude, what the fuck? Holy shit. Get them away, dude. You got a Xanax? No, sir, I don't. I don't have a... Dude, holy shit. Oh my God, I thought those kids on the internet, they were like, take 160 milligrams of Adderall and I'll have this shit solved. This is a terrible idea. Who would give somebody this advice? I can't fucking breathe. Sir, what do you want me to do? I would like you to figure out, what is that thing in the corner? What is that? This is that green thing. There's nothing green in the corner, sir. Fuck. Shit, that's not good. Fuck. Sir, there's nothing green in the corner. Well, fucking, can you go look at that? I don't like what's going on. Sir, maybe try some, box breathing. It'll slow your heart rate. Why don't you try getting box, Lieutenant? You fucking, okay? How about I breathe in your wife's box? Yeah, while you're gone. What do you think she's doing while you're out saving the country? Probably fucking the mailman for extra stamps. That's what she's doing. It's not even a good deal. Who the fuck uses stamps anymore? I don't send letters, let alone email for that matter. Fuck, dude. If anybody sends me a letter, that's actually funny. You know what's actually hilarious? My one friend who he's in the Navy. Well, he's not like in the, he goes to like school. He goes to school, right? Like in the Navy, like the Naval school. So he's gonna be in the, you know what I'm saying? I don't need to explain this to you fuckers. Anyways, I remember he like told me, he was like, yo, I'm not gonna, like when he first went there and like visited or whatever, he's like, yo, I'm not gonna have my phone for like 3 months. And I was like, oh shit, like how am I gonna contact you? And he goes, you could send me a letter. And I go, I guess I'll see you in 3 months because I'm not sending a letter. Because this isn't 1885, okay? He was like, yeah, just go get a stamp. I go, I'm not going to be doing that. This isn't Hogwarts. Do you have an owl, perchance? that I could sign a little letter to? Why don't you send that down to Maryland? Or I don't know what state it's exactly in. I know it's on the East Coast. I should know what state it's in. I believe it's Maryland. It might not be. It might be Maine. It's one of those fucking states. They're all like the same at that point. They're all just one like little clump of a bunch of like angry Italian people. Russia, Ukraine. I did see actually, what's weird too is like nowadays with like social media, it's like so wild with everything like that, because like there's like, I saw like one guy, he like posted like one of those things, like how I was just scrolling around, how people are like, yeah, give me a fifth of vodka and a fucking AA battery and I'll fucking shove it up Putin's ass and have this shit handled by noon, or, you know, some crap like that. And some kid posted something like that on TikTok, and it got on to Russian TikTok, and all these Russians were like just in the comments, just like being like, my fucking bear's gonna eat you, or like, I dare you to come in my backyard, I'll fucking, I don't know why Russians are all of a sudden Southern. That's the only accent I know how to do. If you guys are ever wondering, that's the only one I could do accurately. So anyways, what made me think about that is how that TikTok got on to Russian TikTok, was it would make me think about like, how funny it would have been if we just had like all the data stored, like if like social media was around like during like the first world wars, or like really like any war that was like in the past. Like I just thought that would be like kind of like funny, like, you know, like Japan is just like, like, you know, like for example the bombing of Pearl Harbor, that just popped into my mind. Japan, they just like fucking, you know, they drop the bombs. And then they, like, take an Instagram photo and they post it just, like, fucking, you know, it's just a bloodbath in Pearl Harbor. And they're like, LOL, sucks. Sad face. You know what I'm saying? Just, like, absolute dicks. But then at the same time, with social media like that, America is definitely the country where, like, you know, they just, like, take things too far. Like, we've seen this, obviously. Like, we all, like, America always likes to take shit way too far. Like, for example, I feel like, you know, Japan dropped those bombs. You know, America, actually, this is the best way to put it. America's kind of like the country that, like, everyone's just, like, you know, joking around. And then America just goes way too fucking far. They just can't take a joke and they just sideswipe you, right? Like, for example, if somebody was, like, hanging around with their friends and they were like, oh, dude, your fucking hairline is kind of not that great. And then everyone's like, oh, and then America would be like, oh, that's crazy, dude. Fucking, isn't it nuts how your mom divorced your dad just to be a fucking whore? And you're like, shit, that wasn't necessary. Yeah. Oh, it wasn't necessary. Oh, I thought we were just having a good time, man. Oh, I thought it was all just a joke, right? Just how much of a joke it was that your brother fucking jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge. What a pussy. Wow. What, did he think he could fly? Right? America's just a country that decides to always just take shit a little bit too far. Like, for example, Pearl Harbor happened, and it was almost like Japan was like, ah, we got you, 100 casualties. Then America was like, ah, what if we fucking nuked your city? What? What? I thought we were just having it. No, what if we fucking killed 100,000 people? That wouldn't be cool. Yeah, well, we're gonna fucking do it. So how about that? Dude, right? Obviously, I know that's not the fucking, like, there was a lot of things in between that led to that and why America did it. You don't need to give me a fucking history lesson. It's just jokes, man. I understand. I've took history courses. Let's all just laugh. You don't need a fucking, let's calm down. Let's all take a breather. Okay? But that's all I ever think about, you know? With, like, the whole, like, social media thing, like, that would have been great, you know? If, like, social media, like, we had all that data from, like, past wars, that would be so fucking funny. Seriously. I can't get over that Japan thing. Like, fucking, ah, we got you. Those were a lot of casualties, huh? Yeah, it was. What if we fucking nuked your city? Maybe once, maybe twice if we feel like it. Whoa, dude. Fucking, calm down, man. Nobody's got to do that. Let's all take a breath. What do you want me? Oh, what do you want me to do? Box breathing? How about I drop a box of fucking, how about I drop a box of your fucking heads off of your grandma's house? How about I drop a box of your dead carcass at your fucking mother's house? How would that feel? Not too fucking great, would it? Not too fucking great. Right, dude? Crazy shit, man. Oh, my God. Right? Even before, like, the wars. Like, when, like, Hitler was, like, growing up and then he, you know how he got kicked out of art school? Hitler was definitely the kid. If there was social media around when Hitler was, like, you know, kind of, like, of that age, I'm sure his Twitter would have been an absolute shit show, you know? He just would have got kicked out of art school. He's like, I'm going to fucking murder all of you. Oh, yeah, dude? You don't like my fucking painting? You don't like my fucking painting? How about I fucking kill all of you? Fucking. Oh, you don't like my painting? World domination. Can I post that? I don't know. That's going to be a game time decision from Kaz. I'm sure I can. Obviously, we all know that the Holocaust was terrible. But at least I didn't say that the Holocaust wasn't about race. Like fucking dumb shit Whoopi Goldberg. That was the dumbest take anybody could have ever made in her life. We'll get into that in a little bit, though. I still have a few more Hitler jokes, if you guys don't mind. No, for real, though. Like, can you imagine Hitler on social media? Would have been a shit show. But you know what? It wouldn't have really mattered, though, because nobody would have stopped him in the process, because he would have just been treated like every school shooter that America treats today. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody fucking, every school shooter, you know? Nobody fucking gives a shit. Kids will go online. They're like, I'm going to rue the day. You're all going to die. I'm going to fucking put all your heads on a stick. And then they're like, look at how creative he is. Put his heads on a stick. He is an activist. He is talking about protest. And that is a beautiful thing. Some kid could literally draw a picture with a gun in their mouth and putting a gun in their teacher's mouth with their brains blown all over the chalkboard, and some silly fucking teacher would be like, wow, that is creative. You are a gem. They are a murderer. Fucking. That's the same thing that would have happened with Hitler. Seriously, if social media was around at that time, nobody would have done anything, because they all just brushed that shit aside. Like, some kid will literally, you know, they'll be like, fucking, I'm gonna, you know, some kid probably got kicked out of art school who wasn't Hitler. And then after that happened, they were like, I'm going to fucking shoot all of you because you don't believe in me. And then they probably tweeted that. And then everyone was like, oh, go fucking cry about it. And then guess who was crying about it after? The parents, because those kids died. Anyways, let's move on to something a little bit more light and fun. Anyways, yeah, dude. I don't remember what the fuck I was going to say. Welcome to the fucking podcast, you piece of shit, garbage human. Welcome to this wonderful little show that we got going here for you today. We got a great show for you. It's episode fucking 30, even though you know I don't like saying what episode number it is, but I do like to, but you know I love the blind, and the blind can't read, so that's not what I meant. I mean, like, the blind, like, if they could see, I'm sure they could read. If they could, right? But instead, they got to, like, you know, like, finger these pages in the library. You know what I'm saying? They gotta, like, finger the fuck out of these pages. They're like, you know, they gotta, like, feel up a book. They have to, like, they have to, like, sexually assault The Great Gatsby while they're reading it. They're just, like, touching all over the pages and shit like that. They kind of read, like, how, like, a 5-year-old would if, like, you gave them, like, an iPhone and they just, like, shove it in their mouth. There's absolutely no reason for me to be making fun of the blind right now. The blind are great. They're great. All I'm saying is that, you know, fucking, they're in the library and they're doing a lot of touching, you know? If everybody's like, fucking, wear a mask, don't spread COVID, we don't talk about how much the blind touch shit, okay? They're spreading a lot of COVID in those fucking public libraries. I'm just saying. Oh my God, dude. Somebody's gonna try and cancel me pretty soon. I'm just waiting on it, dude. Every week I say some shit that I'm like, oh, that's it. That's going to be the one. And nobody does. Nobody does. I even post. Normally, the most fucked up thing I say, I'll post it on TikTok. And I'm just waiting for somebody to get mad at me. They will. One day they will. And then when they do, then we just don't care. But it's fine. I'm just waiting for them to do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be waiting for that day, because it's gonna come eventually. I say a lot of terrible things, and it's gonna happen sooner or later. Sure it is. Why not? Why not? If someone doesn't try and cancel you at least once, I clearly am not having a good career. I got a lot of things to talk about today. Some things that are current events related, some things that are just things in my life. Also, before I really get into this episode, the Patreon for the podcast. If you're listening to this on Wednesday, the day comes out, I doubt the Patreon will be live then, but it is live this week. So if you're listening on Wednesday, the Patreon, it will be up at the very latest on Sunday. And if you want to get on that immediately, that'll be the first episode that goes live, and then it'll be an episode every single fucking week. And on the Patreon, we're going to get real controversial. I'm going to say terrible things on there. If you think this podcast is already, if you go, Anthony, there's no way you could go even farther. Fucking watch me, okay? I dare one of you to DM me and go, dude, there's no way that those episodes could get more fucked up on the Patreon, and I'll fucking make it happen. I'm already going to make it happen. It's not important. But just letting you know, the Patreon is coming. You guys need to get ready for that, because it's going to be fucking lit. It's going to be fucking electric. It's going to be fucking outstanding. And, you know, if you want to stay up to date on that, Kicking It With Kaz over on Instagram, go follow. Anyways, what was in my notes? I forget all this shit. Oh, so I saw on Instagram the other day. Actually, it was just yesterday. I was scrolling through my Instagram feed, and somebody posted pictures of them taking a piss. They didn't show anything, but they were like fully like sitting down on the toilet, and it was just like an upward selfie of them taking a piss. Like, that was on their Instagram feed, like on their main Instagram feed, and they meant to post it. The caption was, I'm pissing right now. Listen, okay? I'm all for posting whatever you want, okay? Free the nipple, free the ass, free whatever you want. Let's not free piss pics. Let's not, okay? Call me a hater. Call me extremely unprogressive, but I don't want to see it. I simply won't see it. I don't want to. What's next? Are you going to post a picture of you taking a shit and then post a picture, right? You're swiping through. First pic, oh, it's your face. Oh, what a cool picture. Swipe. Are you taking a shit right now? Swipe. That is a Lincoln log in their toilet. And I'm looking at this thing right now. There's a little corn in it. There's a couple raisins. That didn't get digested. A couple popcorn kernels. Maybe you should have cooked those a little bit more thoroughly, right? And you're looking at all this, and you're just like thinking to yourself, why? You're thinking to yourself, why? Because that's what I was doing. Now, on the flip side of all of this, something I hate to say, you're probably sitting there, you're going, Anthony, you immediately unfollowed, didn't you? I didn't. Oh, okay, that's fine. So you eventually unfollowed? I didn't. They're a little bit too hot, and I didn't unfollow, okay? For that reason. If they were on the fence between like, they're kind of hot, but they're also kind of ugly, I would have unfollowed, absolutely. I don't need to see anybody pissing on the toilet, but... this person that I saw who posted themselves pissing, they're pretty hot. And, you know, I made a decision that I may or may not be proud of. And I may have even liked the photo. And you know what? Sue me. If you're so upset about it, sue me, okay? Do I support these pictures? No. They looked kind of hot. You absolutely hate to say it. You absolutely, every single sentence that comes out of my mouth, it's killing me inside. I absolutely hate saying every second of it. But at the same time, you know, I got to keep it a buck with you guys. I didn't unfollow, and I did like the photo, and I may have sent it to some friends, and that's as far as I went, okay? That's as far as I went. I may have screenshotted it, saved it as a favorite in my phone, but that's as far as I'll go. The last part, that was not true. I may have sent it to some people, though. That was definitely true. I just want to put that out there. Maybe don't post yourself pissing on Instagram, but if you're like smoking hot, you could post yourself with explosive diarrhea. I'm going to double tap. That's what I learned about myself, quite honestly. That's what I learned about myself is that if you're over a 9, Maybe an 8. Honestly, some 7s out there. I'd be like, yeah, all right, you do you. You could post yourself explosive diarrhea. You could post yourself throwing up for all I care. I'm going to like the photo, you know? As long as you're hot, I'm probably going to like the photo. And that's, you know, that says a lot about me. And I just want to put that out there and let you guys know that I'm gross. And that's just who I am as a human. And if you don't like it, that's fine. That's completely okay with me. I really don't care what you think at all. Anyways. What's up, guys? We're going to take a quick break to introduce the sponsor of today's episode, Good Chop. Everybody wants to start their year off on the right foot, maybe go to the gym, you know, maybe read more books. For me, it's definitely eating well and having enough energy to just do everything that I want. But the problem is that I'm not running to the butcher every single day, getting quality meat. And, you know, that's just not going to happen this time of year. And that's why Good Chop is a lifesaver. Good Chop offers fully customizable boxes of high quality meat and seafood delivered to your door on your schedule. The products are vacuum sealed and frozen at peak freshness so you can stock your freezer and cook when you want. Choose from over 70 high quality cuts. You can get grass-fed ribeyes, USDA prime filet mignon, free-range and organic chicken breast, pork tenderloin, thick-cut bacon, just to name a few. And on top of that, there's a seafood, salmon, Pacific cod, scallops, shrimp, and more. My favorite so far has 100% been the ribeye, actually, that I got sent. I haven't tried the filet. I'm sure it's fantastic as well, but I had the ribeye, and I think I said it before, but I threw it in some quesadillas. I made like a little steak fajita quesadilla thing. Absolutely fantastic. Whole family loved it. Cooked for 4. Everybody ate. Everybody loved it. Everybody thought that I was like the greatest chef in the world, but it was really the meat, if I'm being honest. And unlike other companies, Good Chop sources its meat and seafood exclusively from American farms and fisheries, so you can support local family farms and independent ranchers right here in the U.S. And it won't cost a fortune. Good Chop's price per meal starts at just $3.74. Good Chop especially prides itself on sourcing meat that comes with no antibiotics or added hormones ever. They're so confident in the quality of their cuts. They offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Love Good Chop or get your money back. Go to goodchop.com/COS120 and use code COS120 to get $120 off across your first 4 boxes. That's code at COS120 at goodchop.com/COS120 for $120 off. goodchop.com/COS120, code COS120. Now, back to the episode.
Guess who's back? Jackass. Jackass is back. Why? I thought they were done. Okay? I thought they were done. They had their run, right? They got their money. They put on their shows. Dude, why? You're 36. Some of you older. They're 40-year-old men with families, children at home. And they go, you know what would be sick if we did Jackass again? Why? Why? Listen, am I going to watch it? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But from a personal standpoint, if I'm looking at this from their perspective, what are you doing? They have a wife, possibly children at home. And they're like, hey, wouldn't it be sick if we snorted coke on camera and then dropped fucking bowling balls out of a helicopter onto each other's nutsack? Wouldn't that be fucking hilarious? Wouldn't that be the funniest thing in the world? No. It's actually concerning. Get help. Go to a therapist, maybe. What the fuck is wrong with you guys? Dude, everyone in Jackass. Same thing with, like, Steve-O. Dude, that guy's just a fucking crazy adrenaline junkie. Literally, dude. Steve-O's just like, I guarantee this is how Steve-O is in real life. You, like, meet him, and then he's like, hey, dude, what's up? And you're like, yo, Steve-O, what's going on? And he's like, yo, wouldn't it be fucking crazy if I stabbed myself right now? And you're like, what the fuck? No, he's like, oh, you fucking dare me? No, I don't. Please, I don't dare you. Don't fucking stab. Dude, I'll shoot myself in the foot. Why do you have a gun? Why do you have a gun? Dude, I'll slit my throat. Don't you have a family? I'll do coke off a hooker. And I'll fucking jump off a trampoline into a shark tank. For what? Because I want to. Don't. Nobody's asking you to do anything. Absolutely. Nobody's asking you to do anything. All of the guys from Jackass, they're all like, I don't even know what this is going to be. They're all like old as shit. What are you going to do? What the fuck are you going to do? They're all old as shit for doing these kinds of activities, right? Most people over 40 are like,
You know, you talk to most people over 40 and they're like, yeah, you know, I had to stop squatting too heavy because my my knees, my back, and my spine are really just all fucky. You talk to some of these guys from Jackass, they're like, yeah, you know, I still jump out of a helicopter in a fucking alligator pit. I don't give a shit about my life at all. I don't fucking care. Like, Jackass, yeah, that shit's funny when you're like 25, 30. Ah, just dudes being dudes, man. Now I'm gonna watch this Jackass. I'm gonna be like, this is sad. You know, Steve-O's kids are probably like, yeah, we don't know. He might fucking kill himself tomorrow on accident. It's kind of just a toss-up every single day. Like, what do these kids say? That their dads are like in Jackass? Like, at first it's like cool, but then it's like, you know, you call your dad. You're like, hey, dad, can I get a ride? He's like, sorry, I just snorted coke and I'm currently chugging a liter of beer up my anal cavity. I'm gonna have to call you back. How do you fucking explain that to, like, your teachers? It's like, you know? Oh, what does your dad do for a living? He tries to kill himself, like, every other day. What? Not on purpose, though. It's just, like, a lot. He ends up in the hospital a lot. He likes to do stupid things. Okay. Yeah, for sure. Like, last week, he jumped out of a helicopter from four stories with no parachute because he thought it would look hashtag gnarly. And he's still in the hospital, so he won't make the parent-teacher conferences. Probably ever, actually. He's either, like, on drugs or like, in an alligator pit. I don't really know what to tell you. I'm going to watch the new Jackass because I'm sure it's good. I'm not shitting on these guys, like, you know. I'm sure it's hilarious because, I mean, people getting injured is fucking so funny. And they make it really funny because they constantly fuck around with each other. But at the same time, I would never want to be friends with any of the guys in Jackass because my life would be a living hell. And that's all I want to say on that. Anyways, Dare. The DARE program, you know, dare not to do drugs. Crazy enough, not a fan of Euphoria. They came out and they said it. They go, we don't like what they're promoting. Like, because, you know, they were arguing. They were like, they're promoting that, you know, all these kids should, like, do a bunch of drugs and shit like that. Which, by the way, hot take here, sizzling hot take. I say, you know, DARE was getting all mad because for some reason they didn't like the show where kids, like, do coke and, like, you know, fuck each other at 14 years old and have, like, aggressive BDSM sex at 14 and, like, do all this other crazy shit. Crazy enough, Dare doesn't like that. But listen to me right now. Sizzling fire take. Turn on the oven because it's getting hot in here, baby. Maybe open the windows because we got to cool it out because it's so hot. Any kid who is influenced by a show to do drugs, that's their fault. That's their fault. Once again, hot take, but that's definitely their fault. You know, if you see somebody on a show who's, like, addicted to crack, and then you're like, oh, I want to be like them, that's your fault. That's the kid's fault. Oh, but they're so impressionable and young. Listen, dude, if my kid watches a show later in life when I have a kid, and that kid watches a show, and then they look at me and go, sorry, dad. Sorry I did black tar heroin. I saw somebody in a show do it. Shut the fuck up. I'd rather them be like, listen, I've been struggling mentally. And, you know, one thing led to another. And I was like, let's try black tar heroin to ease my pain. Then I would be like, okay, I understand. I get it. Let's talk to somebody. Let's get this figured out as a family and let's get you back on track because I don't want you doing that. But if my kid was like, yeah, I was watching this fun show Euphoria and they started doing whippets and shoving fucking needles into their ass. And I thought, I'd be sick if I did it. I'd fucking smack my kid. I'd be like, you silly little fuck. Hell is wrong with you. That's like saying that kids shouldn't watch 13 Reasons Why. Because then they're going to be like, oh, fucking she killed herself. That means I should kill myself. That's fucking stupid. That's, right? Like, that's stupid, right? Even when I was in high school, they were like, when 13 Reasons Why came out, I remember my high school, like, they sent out an email to the parents and the students. And they were like, listen, you should not watch 13 Reasons Why because we don't want you to get any ideas. Like, dude. I'm going to be honest with you. If somebody wants to kill themselves, it's not the show that's going to push them over the edge. And they're going to be like, oh, fuck. You know what? That is a good idea. I'm going to do it. Like, they're not going to see the show and be like, shit, man, that is... I did not think about, man, to come to think of it, I got like 81 reasons. This bitch only had 13? Damn. I should have killed myself a while ago. This is crazy. No, dude. If somebody is suicidal, they're going to kill themselves whether or not they watch a show. If somebody's going to do drugs, they're going to do drugs whether or not they watch a show. I don't care how old they are, okay? It's not that some show... where somebody sees somebody kill themselves, and then somebody's, like I said, is going to be watching that and be like, that is a good idea. That, I've been sitting here all day for weeks. I'm like, fuck, what do I need to do with my life? I need to end it. That's the solution. That's what I need to do. No, dude, if someone's going to do drugs, they're going to do drugs. And if somebody's going to kill themselves, they're going to kill themselves, okay? I know it's terrible to say, and that's probably, I probably shouldn't say it, but fuck them. Fuck the people who don't like it. It is what it is. I said what I said. Once again, it's a sizzling hot take, and it's fresh off the firing grill. Fresh off the grill. But I said what I said, and I said what I needed to be said. Okay? So it is what it is. Also, I don't trust the D.A.R.E. program at all. There's something about them, you know? Never do drugs. Never drink alcohol. That's sketchy, you know? You got to do it a few times. You got to do it. You know, you gotta experiment a little. And they're like, no, you should never do drugs. That screws you up. What are you going to do, be sober your whole life? Might as well just jump off the roof after I watched 13 Reasons Why. Oh, my God. You shouldn't be doing those drugs. Fuck you. Dude, it's like you're so out of touch with reality, you know? Like, dude, let a kid fucking, you know, maybe not fucking... crack or black tar heroin. I draw a line as well. Like, that might be a little bit too far. But fucking, you know, maybe slip them a little weed, you know? A couple bottles of vodka. They'll be fine. They'll figure it out. It's all about the learning curve of people at D.A.R.E. Never do drugs. Never drink alcohol. You sound fun. You sound like a lot of fun. Yeah. What do you do on the weekends? Fucking read books? Fucking loser. Funny. What do you do on the weekends? Go to the fucking museum? Not high? Give me a break. Give me a fucking break, you losers. Also, I feel like half of them are lying too, you know? Especially, I mean, we went over this before. Even like a lot of the D.A.R.E. officers, they walk in, you know, and they're like, never drink. And I was like, you know, you look at them and you're like, I know who you are. And you were fucking shit-faced in the middle of a park last week. Like, don't tell me not to drink, you fucker. You hypocrite. D.A.R.E. not to do drugs. How about D.A.R.E. to try some shit? How about D.A.R.E. to get some pussy? You fucking bitch. Anyways, moving forward, Elon, nope, that's the wrong billionaire. Jeff Bezos, he's got a yacht, if you didn't know that, because why not? And he wants to dismantle a historical bridge so that his yacht could pass through because the bridge is a little bit too low. His boat's a little bit too big because his dick is so tiny he needs such a large boat, which is understandable. I would do the same thing. And he wants to put that boat through. And, you know, a lot of people are upset about that, which I understand. You could understand why people are upset. They're not exactly too keen. They're like, it's a historical bridge. Just because you have a lot of money doesn't mean you could do whatever you want. It does. That actually is how that works. I don't know if you figured this out yet, but that's actually how the world goes round. So he technically can, whether it's fucked up or not. And, right? He could do whatever he wants, pretty much. And, you know, that's kind of the definition of having fuck you money, to be completely honest with you here. Which, by the way, I hate when people are like, oh, these billionaires, why can't they just give their money to charity and be good people? Dude, if I had $1 billion, I would be a terrible person too, and so would you. And so would you, because it gets to a point where you have all this money where you're like, ah, nuke an island, save the poor. I'm going to go blow up that island. You know? And like you think, sure, right now you're sitting here and you go, no, Anthony, I would give that money to the poor. Would you, though? Would you, though? Because nukes are expensive, and blowing up an island would be pretty fucking sick. That'd be pretty fucking cool. Right? I don't know. I'm just saying. You know, if I ever get $1 billion, please do not expect me to be a great person. Sure, I agree. I am going to give a substantial amount to charity, but I am going to blow shit up. And, you know, possibly fuck up the environment, but what do I care? I got enough money to go to space and leave you fuckers here, so it's not like it matters. But you're going to fuck up the ozone. That's fine. I'll move to Mars. Oh, can I come with? Get your dirty, poor hands off me. I kick them off the ship. Sorry. Can't get on the ship unless you make $500 million or more. Get the fuck off me, you fucking peasants. Kick them off my yacht. That's what Bezos would do. That's honestly, this is probably the conversation that went between Bezos and like somebody, like his assistant or whatever. Like they were like, oh, so Jeff, so I know you wanted to go through this specific spot here because it would save 2 days on the trip, but unfortunately we can't go that way because there is a historical bridge and the yacht can't fit under the bridge. So there's like this whole thing. So we are going to have to go around. How much? I'm sorry. How much to knock down the bridge? We can't. It's a historical bridge. We can't knock $50 billion. What did you say? $50 billion. You can't. There's no. It's historical. You can't put a price on knocking it down. $75 billion. You can't. I'm Jeff fucking Bezos. Okay. I don't have hundreds of billion dollars to be told no. Okay. So how much to take down that fucking bridge? Sir, I don't have a price. Listen to me. Listen to me close. Listen to me. What's your name? It's Jennifer. Listen to me here, Deborah. You ever see a dead kid in an Amazon box? No, I haven't, sir. Well, then give me a fucking number on how much it's going to cost me to take this bridge down, or you're going to find out what that looks like. Okay, sir. Yeah, I'll get a quote right now. I'll make that happen. That's what he probably did, you know? Goes up to him. They're like, sir, we can't take down this bridge. You ever see a dead infant in an Amazon box? I can't say that I have. Well, you're going to find out if you don't get me a fucking number on how much it's going to take down that fucking bridge. She like goes up to Bezos after. She's like, sir, so I did get a number, but really quick, I was just wondering, the whole like dead kid thing, you know that I don't have any kids, right? Like I don't. Like, where were you going to find, I would have just borrowed a few from China. I'm sure they got a few in a dumpster that they wouldn't mind me taking off their hands. Oh, get it? Because, like, China kills, like, newborn kids because of the population. You know? It's, like, true. It's, like, a fact. Just want to let you guys know, in case you didn't know. China kills children. That's fun. That's a fun joke. That's... Sorry. If you guys laughed at that, you're just as terrible as me, okay? Don't even pretend you're listening to this. You're like, oh, Anthony, you're such a terrible person. I know you think it's hilarious, and I know you laughed, so don't even fucking give me that shit. To Anthony, I don't think dead kids are funny. Well, I don't think you're funny, so fuck you. Anthony, I don't think dead kids are funny. Okay. All right. Fucking calm down. What's next, huh? You think everybody should fucking have free healthcare and not be in poverty? Okay, you fucking liberals with your crazy ideas. Oh, you think no one should go to bed starving? Oh, okay. Yeah. What's next? What's next? You tell me Jeff Bezos didn't work for all of his money? He pays people $15 an hour to shit in a bucket. He didn't have to give him that bucket, okay? So fuck you. He deserves all the billions he gets. He couldn't have gave him no bucket, but he gave him a bucket and 15 an hour to deliver your fucking packages on time. Give me a break. Bezos doesn't deserve it. He deserves it all. He's such a great guy. Treats his employees with respect. So enough of your liberal bullshit. If you think, oh, everybody should get fucking insulin prices are too high. Whoop-de-doo, don't be fucking diabetic if that's a problem. It's not my fault the prices are so high. Fucking make money then. God. Fucking liberals. What's next? Oh, what are you going to tell me next? I need the polio vaccine? Fuck you. Fuck you. I don't need the polio vaccine. Polio's afraid of me. I don't give a fuck. What's next? I don't need the vaccine. I need God. I need Miller Lite. All I need is an AR-15 and a dog, and I ain't COVID ain't coming for me. Oh. What are you gonna do about it, huh? With your liberal arts degree. What are you gonna do? Protest? What are you gonna protest COVID? I'll protest your fucking backyard. I'll put your head on a stick. I'm fucking Oh my God. You don't like taxes? You don't make enough money? Work more. You're too poor? Quit being poor. Get out of poverty. Fuck you. You don't like billionaires? That's because you're lazy. You don't think people should be worth $1 trillion? That's because you're a fucking pussy. That's because you don't want to work 80 hours a week and kill your mom for success. If you wouldn't sacrifice your child to the Illuminati, you don't deserve to have money. You don't deserve to have freedom. You guys are, I know all of you are sitting there, you're like, how fucking long is he going to take this bit for? That's enough, I think. That was long. Some of you are probably listening, you're like, he is not stopping. He has fucking foot on the gas. Fuck. Crazy shit. Jesus, man. Oh, God. Anyways, moving on here. What the fuck was I talking about, dude? I don't even know. Oh, Jeff Bezos and, like, dead kids in an Amazon box? Something like that. Yeah. Something. I don't know. Let's move on. I don't remember. Oh, I was talking about China, too. That's a fun segue. China, Winter Olympics. So, some of the athletes... They were thinking, right? They were amongst themselves, and they were like, "Oh, China, they got horrible human rights activism, or like horrible human rights laws and stuff like that. They treat people terribly. If somebody speaks out, then that person just disappears." And some of these athletes, you know, thought that it would be a good idea to, you know, go to the Olympics and think, "Oh, we're gonna protest in China." Listen. You're going to go missing and no one's going to care. That's as simple as it is, right? People, I don't forget who, was it Pelosi? Was it that bitch? She's old as fuck. I think it was Pelosi. It was somebody, some congressperson or somebody, you know, in the government in America said, they go, we stress to these athletes, do not, I know you might want to speak out against China, but don't do it because we're afraid that they might do something to you. And you know what? Sometimes people don't realize that, like, you know, and like, yeah, does America have a lot of problems? Yeah, it does. But it's better than China, right? It's a lot better than China. Because I get to come on here every week and say fucking Joe Biden smells like fucking prunes and old shit and he shits in his diapers. I could say that, right? I could say that and no one's gonna fucking put a bullet in my head. But if you go to China, right, people don't understand that Right? Especially all these people, which, like, it's kind of, like, crazy to me how people are always, like, they look at China and they go, damn, that sucks over there, but communism, we should do it in America. Like, they're like, no. The only reason communism isn't good in China is because Chinese government bad, but American government good. No, they're not. They're also terrible. They're just, the American government is also horrible. There's just laws in place so that they don't fucking kill us all. That's why, okay? That's the only reason. They're like, no, but the American government, communism would be good in America. No, it wouldn't. Sure, there's flaws in capitalism, but communism isn't the answer, okay? It's not. Because then I wouldn't be able to come on here every week and be like, hey, guys, whoop-de-doodle-doo. I wouldn't be able to come on here and be like, hey, Biden's not doing that great of a job. Because the moment I say that, you would be like, man, I love this Kaz guy. And then I would never put out another episode because I would be in a river somewhere dead. That's what would happen. Right? I don't get it. But anyways, back to these athletes. If they speak out, it's their fault, right? It's absolutely their fault, you know? Because this is what's going to happen if they speak out. They're going to go to the podium, they're going to win gold, and they're going to be like, China, you need to stop with these, you need to treat people better. You're a terrible country. And then the next day, there would be a press conference, and some news channel would ask somebody, some Chinese, you know, I don't exactly know how they're, you know, some Chinese person high up in their government, and they would be like, hey, where did so-and-so athlete go? And they would go, who? And they go, oh, Jennifer Smith. And they look on their list, they go, huh, that's crazy. We don't have a Jennifer Smith here. And they're like, she just won gold yesterday. And they go, oh, good for her. And they go, no, she's been missing for 24 hours. Oh, no, that's terrible. Where did she go? Well, that's why we're asking you, because we thought you might know where she is. Oh, no, of course not. We wouldn't do anything with her. No, well, we were just curious if you took her because she did speak out against China on a few things. Oh, my God, did she? Oh, well, we would have totally let that fly, but yeah, I'm sorry. We don't know where she is. Meanwhile, she's fucking in a box, buried somewhere, fucking dead as shit. That's what would happen, right? And I feel like a lot of people put a little bit too much trust in the U.S. government, like especially some of these athletes possibly who are going to be over there. And they're probably thinking in their head, well, that's fine. I'm going to speak out. And then the U.S. government is going to make sure that I get home safe because they're looking out for me. Listen, you're one person. They're more worried about the entire country, right? If you die, what are they going to do? Start a war with China? Just to make sure that one person doesn't die, they'll let them put a bullet in your fucking head before they start a war, okay? They don't want to start a war. They don't give a shit if you die. Let's just be honest here. Also, I hate it when people think that, like, you know, they do some shit and then they're like, oh, fucking, the U.S. government's going to be watching out for me because they never lie. I don't know. Also, that's one thing I want to say, too, with, like, this whole, like, whenever, like, how they're talking about how, like, even, like, the U.S. government recently, they spoke out against, like, the whole Rogan thing with the vaccine shit. Like, someone in the government was, like, Spotify. They were, like, pushing Spotify to, like, take more action against Joe Rogan because they're, like, he's lying about misinformation. Dude, the news lies all the time, but they get a platform? That's a little hypocritical. Oh, but they just get a platform because they say what you want to hear. Yeah, no, that makes sense. And once again, I'm not supporting Rogan. A lot of the shit he says is fucking wild, right? We went over this last week. A lot of the shit he says is nuts. But as far as the vaccine shit goes, you know, they're saying Rogan can't say that shit, but at the same, because he's lying. Okay, cool. Rogan's lying. So are you. They look people dead in the eyes and they go, ah, right? Dude, especially with like cold cases and like the whole like Epstein thing, you know? They put him, I don't know if you guys watched the documentary, but they literally said, they put Epstein in the most highly surveillanced prison in the entire United States. And then when he died, magically, the 5 minutes that, you know, there were 5 minutes of footage, and in that 5 minutes, somewhere in that 5 minutes, Epstein killed himself, right, in quotation marks, he killed himself, right, is what they said. And they go, oh, and then the media goes, oh my God, he killed himself? Can we see the footage? And they go, crazy enough, the most expensive prison, one of the most expensive prisons in the U.S. With the most money spent on surveillance, all that money we throw there, for 5 minutes, the cameras went out. That, I know, like, what are the odds, right? Like, this guy who had probably had so much dirt on so many people in the government, he fucking killed himself when the cameras went out. I know, like, what are the odds? It's crazy. It's so nuts. But yeah, he totally killed himself. The government lies. Okay? The government lies. All right? I'm really not one for conspiracy theories, any conspiracy theories either. But at the same time, you know, this very expensive prison, you're telling me that magically, within the 5 minutes that Epstein decided to hang himself, the cameras were out? Okay, sure they were, right? I feel like the U.S. government, they just love to gaslight, you know? They loved a lie. Oh, didn't Epstein have a lot of pictures with like Trump and like the Clintons? No, what? He took pictures with them? Oh, yeah, so we were just wondering, like, did you have him killed because you didn't want him to give up government secrets? What? That's a crazy... Where did you get that from? QAnon? That's wild. That's a wild theory. That's wild and crazy. Wow. Yeah, no, we would never kill somebody because they had information that we didn't want to get out. That's wild. That's so crazy. That is crazy. Wow. That is... You got a little imagination over there. You got your little imagination, yeah. You don't let that run too far, because then we're going to have to kill you too. What did you say? Nothing. Oh, it's real, man. It's real. What can I say? Before I hop in, and we got a few more things that I want to talk about. But before I do, let me hold this up real quick. Still kicking with Kaz hoodies. If you haven't bought one yet, you should go fucking buy one, because they're the fucking tits. Okay, it's right around the corner, Valentine's Day. Maybe you want to get it for that special someone. If you want that cock slobbed on, or you want that pussy ate, or you want them titties sucked, go get a Kicking with a Kaz hoodie for your significant other that loves kicking it with Kaz, who is me. I am Kaz. If they like kicking it with Kaz, get them a Kicking with Kaz hoodie. Also, there's a lot of other merch. And get ready for the Patreon, because the Patreon's coming, the Patreon's rolling in, and you're going to fucking love it. You guys are going to love the Patreon, baby. You're going to love the Patreon. Also, by the way, on the Patreon, that's why I'm not doing questions anymore on this episode. All the questions are going to be over on the Patreon. Anyways, another thing in current events, a Georgia police department suggested that you turn in your ex on Valentine's Day if they have any warrants. That's a great fucking idea, right? That's a great way to get people in, like, right? All I can imagine is, like, I didn't even read, like, the entire Georgia report because I didn't want to get any ideas from them. I just wanted to do it off the dome here. But this is how I imagine the report went. People of Georgia, listen, Valentine's Day right around the corner. Right around the fucking corner. And listen, maybe you got that ex in your life. Maybe she keyed your car, right? That fucking bitch. We hate her, right? Maybe she fucking cheated on you. What a whore. And it doesn't matter that, you know, you were sleeping with her sister. It's still her fault, right? And now maybe you're sitting there, I wish I could get back at her. Well, I got fucking news for you. Does she got a warrant on her head? Give us a call. We'll take care of it. Oh, does she have a new man that you don't like too much? Maybe he's got a warrant out for his arrest. We'll throw him away too. We don't give a fuck. We don't care. We don't have any morals. Yeah. Oh, maybe she was, maybe she fucked your best friend. Look, not my place to say, but I don't think that's your best friend anymore. Maybe he's got a warrant. Let's throw his ass away. Let's throw them all away. Maybe you got a warrant. Want to get away from your, maybe your girlfriend right now is terrible. She's a bitch constantly nagging you, blah, 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 right? Encourage her to take a swing at you. Get it on camera. We'll throw her ass away. We don't care at all. Dude, that's great. I love it. I love it, dude. Just like encouraging. Did your ex break your heart? We'll throw her in prison. Oh, my God. And, like, you know, this goes either way, too. They're like, did your piece of shit boyfriend fuck your best friend? That's fine. We'll throw him away. Has he got a warrant out for his arrest? Tell us where he lives. Maybe where he works. Tell us everything. Tell us, tell us, tell us. We would love to know. Please, share. Share. We would love to know. Yeah. That would be great. Is your boyfriend not super loyal? I bet he isn't. Does he also sell drugs? Give us a call. We'll take him off your hands. No questions asked. No questions at all. Is your boyfriend involved in some organized crime? Possibly the leader of a mafia? We'll take care of him. Don't even worry about it. Oh, Georgia, dude. That's great. That's great. That's a great way to get people in jail, I guess. I don't know. I don't know. Last thing here. Meta decides to set up boundaries to 4 feet apart, you know, inside of the metaverse. You know, when you're being an avatar, nothing's real. They're setting it up so that no one could get within 4 feet of each other, so that no one gets sexually assaulted. Son of a bitch, it's not real. It is not real. It's not real. There's a lot of people that have been like, someone sexually assaulted me in the metaverse. Dude, I should be in prison because I used to dry hump people in Call of Duty every single day. Is that wrong? Was I sexually assaulting dead imaginary bodies? I don't know. I don't know. That's ridiculous. They're grabbing my imaginary cock inside of a video game and whispering dirty things in my ears. Oh my God, block them. Block them. Ah, they're whispering dirty things. Block, mute, exit the lobby. Problem solved. Oh, but I can't block them. Take the headset off. Take the VR headset off and go sit outside. Go take a walk around the block. Fuck. Some of these people, man. It's ridiculous. Going on Twitter, I was just sexually assaulted. Oh my God. Where? What happened? Well, it was in the metaverse. Shut the fuck up. No, it was in the metaverse. Shut up! Shut up! It's not real! It's not real! Fuck. Real sexual assault in real life. Terrible. Horrible. Should be in prison. Sexual assault in the metaverse. Not fucking real. Thank you and good night, America. That's the episode, people. Subscribe. Fucking Patreon, if you're listening on a later date, it's going to be down in the description. Or follow Kicking It With Kyle's over on Instagram. Rate and review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Buy the fucking merch or I'll murder your family. This has been Kicking It With Kyle's, running it with two claps and a Ric Flair. Can I get two claps and a Ric Flair, baby? Woo! See you next week, bitch!